spirit, move me now. Make my life all again. Spirit, come over me. Spirit, come over me.
Sing it again, and clear. Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit, move me now. Hallelujah, make my life holy. Oh yes, Spirit, move over me.
Something new
in my life.
Something new
in my life.
Something new. Tonight, tonight. Marvelous,
do something marvelous in my life.
Something
marvelous in my life.
Do something
marvelous
tonight, tonight.
To turn to your neighbor and look at the neighbor straight in the eye. So, my friend, are you going to pray for me? What did your friend say? Close your eyes and point one finger at your friend. And you pray for your friend in this song.
Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Hallelujah.
Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let your enemies be scattered.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Friend, turn to another friend.
Let God arise and your enemies.
Wonderful God, we thank you for another wonderful night.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise your holy name because you are our rock and our strength.
Hallelujah.
There is none like unto the Lord our God. You are glorious in holiness.
Hallelujah.
You are fearful in praises.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tonight, lay your hands upon us.
Amen.
Open our understanding.
Amen.
At the end of everything, let all the glory belong to
Amen.
You. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's have a seat. God bless you. Once again, you are warmly welcome into this deliverance service. We seem to be having a good problem here tonight. This building is too small. Amen. At our headquarters, we call this kind of meeting a house fellowship. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Don't forget, tonight we're having a deliverance service. Tomorrow morning we're having a deliverance service. Then tomorrow evening, which is the conclusion of the matter. And the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. You come with a list of 7 prayer requests. Only 7. Something you want the Lord to do before this year runs to an end. Bring the paper along because we're going to collect it from you. Then tomorrow too, come here with a bottle of olive oil. So we want to have a mini anointing service. Praise the Lord. Kindly listen very carefully to this short message. Deliverance as God's battle axe. Deliverance as God's battle axe. I read first of all from the book of Obadiah. Obadiah is in the Old Testament. It has only 1 chapter. You find Obadiah between Amos and Jonah. There is no amount of prayer you can pray to find it in the New Testament where I see some people trying to look for it there. Obadiah, just 1 chapter, talk between Amos and Jonah. Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. I'd like you to look at that verse very carefully. Number 1, it talks about a place called Mount Zion. Number 2, it says, until you get to that Mount Zion, there shall be no deliverance. You must get there. And then on top of that Mount Zion, there shall be holiness. When these 3 things are combined, then the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Meaning that if you refuse to go to the Mount of Zion, no, you won't possess your possession. Without deliverance, you cannot possess your possession. Without holiness, you cannot possess your possession. The keys are right there. Mount Zion, deliverance, and holiness. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. How many people want to possess their possession here? Shout aloud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now go back to the book of prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 51. I'm reading from verse 20. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20. From verse 20, sorry, 20. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider. And with thee will I break in pieces the chariots and his rider. With thee will I also break in pieces man and woman. And with thee will I break in pieces old and young. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee shall I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. Deliverance as God's battle axe. So the battle axe of God is meant to achieve all those things that are enumerated in this verse. Before we go on, I'd like you to close your eyes. And we're going to pray that God should arrest this sniper or snipers. That are shooting at innocent people and killing them off and playing God in an environment where there are Christians who can call the fire of God upon them. Say, we arrest every power of the sniper. In the name of Jesus. Let's open our mouth and pray like that. Let's arrest it. Let's arrest it in this place. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And the sniper is arrested in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 4, the gospel according to St. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Here again we see what the Spirit of the living God will achieve and what it can do. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to, number one, preach the gospel to the poor. Two, heal the brokenhearted. Three, preach deliverance to the captives. Four, recovery of sight to the blind. Five, to set at liberty them that are bruised or oppressed. And six, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So, part of the function of the Spirit of the Lord is to proclaim deliverance to the captives. I want you to understand these scriptures very well. Many years ago, there used to be this high school. It was a boarding house. And in that high school, students are not allowed to go out at night. Therefore, there is this array of tall walls surrounding the school. But in spite of this, students who play truancy occasionally see go out to parties at night and jump back into the school compound. Now, if you went to a party at night and you wanted to come back into the school compound, there are only two routes to get in. Route number one, you climb the tall fence at the front gate, very high, and you jump down. Many boys have jumped down and they broke their legs from that tall gate. So apart from the gate at the front of the school, there was another route, but that route is slightly more dangerous. The route is a low wall at the back of the principal's house. So if you wanted to take the principal's route, you jump the low wall, you enter into the corridor of the principal's house, and then you run across the field into your dormitory. So this boy called Jones went to a party at night. He decided that he was not going to climb the tall gate. He didn't want to break his leg. So he decided to take the principal's route. Well, he got there around 1 a.m. He jumped the low wall, all right. And he moved into the principal's corridor. But as he got there, he met the principal sitting and reading a book. Very quickly, he jumped under a bed close by. He dived under the bed and stayed there. That was 1 a.m. 2 a.m., the principal was still reading. Jones was under the bed. Mosquitoes were biting him, but he dared not slap himself for the fear of attracting the attention of the principal. 3 a.m., the principal was still reading. Jones was under the bed. 4 a.m., the principal was still reading. Jones was under the bed. Then by 5 a.m., the principal now packed his books and said, "Jones, whenever you decide to get out from under the bed, report in my office." Amen. There are many people like that here tonight. They need to come out from under the bed so that God can deliver them completely. Jesus came to save, to heal, and to deliver. That's the threefold ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. He came to save, to heal, and to deliver. Salvation is very clear to many Christians. A man who was living in sin abandons the life of sin and surrenders his life to Jesus. That's salvation. We understand that one. Healing is very clear to many Christians. That is, a person is not feeling well, but after prayer and ministration, he is now feeling very well. Somebody could not see, he could not walk, but after prayer and ministration, he started to do all those things. That's healing. So that is very clear to many Christians. The area that is not very clear is the area of deliverance. Unfortunately, the enemy has surrounded the area of deliverance with so many mysteries and with so many difficult jargons that many people think that is something out of this world. But you will find that anywhere Jesus sends someone to go and minister, he will give them a mandate for deliverance. Anywhere. He will say, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils," and so on and so forth. I want you to understand that there is no man that is born of a woman who at one time or the other in your life, you will not come across what we call the storms of life. There is no man or woman who at one time or the other in your life, you will not come across what the Bible calls the time of Jacob's trouble. But when the mad winds of the storms of life come upon you, you need to know what to do. The storms of life have no respect for your age. The storms of life have no respect for your academic level. The storms of life has no respect for your parental background. The storms of life do not want to know whether you are a professor in the university or not. It comes upon man and woman with mad rage. The battle of life has no respect for anyone. Some start their battles at very young age. Some start their battles in the middle of life. Some start their battles at old age. The other time there was a multiple vehicle accident and almost 106 persons died. By the time they removed all the vehicles and took away the corpses, there was only one person alive in the accident. It was a 2-week-old baby playing in the amongst the grass. This baby did not know what had happened. But there, right there, a battle has started. Mother gone, father gone. One day, and she would never get to know them. So a battle started at that age. Some battle could even start from the womb. Like the battle of Jacob started in the womb of the mother. Some get to their battle at middle age. The other time, a boy of 17 came to me and said, "Pastor, could you tell me where I could buy caskets or coffins? I'd like to bury my father." So what?
How old are you?
I said, I'm 17.
At 17, don't you have elderly people in your family? Where is your mother? Where are your uncles? Where is everyone? He said, Pastor, they're all dead. So at the age of 17, he had to bury the last person he knew on earth. He started a battle. The other time, a man of 75 took his wife, who was 17 years old, to court looking for divorce. And the judge asked a very simple question. He just said, how long have you been married? He said, 45 years. He said, well, if you've been married for 45 years, why do you want to dissolve the marriage now? The man said, dissolve the marriage. What had happened? A lady, the age of their last daughter, has captured the man. And you could see this old woman at the age of 17, when she should be resting, crying her eyes out. Everything she has labored for, going. The battle of life comes upon every man. Now, as you move from one geographical location to the other, there are spirits that are in charge of that location. Whether you believe that or not, every geographical area has its own characteristic spirit controlling it. And if you as a believer don't know how to confront and deal with this kind of thing, you may find it difficult to possess your possession. Dark spirits, wicked powers, are at the back of most of the problems we face. That's why you see somebody, he knows that anytime he drinks alcohol, he will have headache, he will have sleepless nights, he will have urinary trouble, yet he will sit and drink. So that is beyond his power now. Something else is in charge. You know, there are some habits you don't like. Like many people, they don't like getting angry, but sometimes they go into rage. And after going into the rage and causing trouble, now they now calm down, say, I'm sorry, I wish I could control myself. There's something else in charge of it. What I'm saying is this: until many of us begin to understand what the Bible calls the ministry of conflict, suffering continues. Ignorance is a disaster. Ignorance is the grandmother of misfortune. Lack of knowledge will only make the enemy to prey on us and defeat us. Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. He didn't say the pastor shall set you free. So the truth, you know, shall now set you free. When you don't know the truth, then you are in bondage. Ignorance is a disaster. Ignorance is a terrible thing. So when you don't have knowledge of these things, the enemy will just do what it likes. The Church of God is not a social gathering. It's a military setup. Because the Bible says the Lord our God is a man of war. God is not looking for civilians. He's looking for soldiers, because his name is called the Lord of hosts, the captain of the armies of heaven. So if you are his child, you must learn warfare. Shout hallelujah. Jesus said something very interesting. He said, if an unclean spirit leaves a man, doesn't go far, we'll be watching whether the place will just be cleaned up with nobody in possession. So if he now finds that nothing is there, the unclean spirit now goes out and brings back several more wicked spirits. Meaning that the level of wickedness varies. A very wicked person can steal your money. But a more wicked person will steal your brain. There are still thieves for different level of wickedness. We now get into an area. What do we mean by deliverance? What is deliverance? Sometimes when we say deliverance, the mind of people go into all kinds of things, like witchcraft and all those things. But to be quite honest with you, it's sometimes easy to deliver a witch than to deliver a fornicator. I want you to understand that one. What is deliverance? Deliverance is the process by which God sets the captives free. Deliverance is that process by which God sets the captives free. And beloved, there are so many captives. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to close the doors open to the enemy. Because for the enemy to come against you and to succeed, there must be an open door. When you close those doors, that's what we call deliverance. Jesus said, "The prince of this world cometh not to me, but he found nothing in me." Deliverance is to close all the doors open to the enemy. There was a lady that came for prayers many years back. For 30 days, pastors were praying with her. Every day for 30 days, the prayer was going on. But after praying and praying for 30 days, her condition did not change. The pastors were getting tired. So they now called her on the 30th day and said, "Sister, we're sorry. I've been praying with you here for 30 days and we're not making any progress. Go and look for another place." But then somebody said, "Before we ask her to go, let's ask the Lord why she's not delivered." So the ministers gathered themselves at the back of the hall and they prayed, "Oh Lord, this is your daughter. Why is she not delivered?" The Lord said, "You should have asked me." But the Lord said, "There is a door she had opened to the enemy. There is a sin she has not confessed. The day she confesses that sin, that door will be closed and the enemy will release her." So the pastors went back to her. "So sister," and the Lord said, "the reason you are not delivered is because there is a door you have opened and you are yet to close the door. You have not confessed one particular sin." The sister said, "But I have confessed all my sins. Even the ones I didn't do, I confessed. So that I can be free." She now sat down and prayerfully began to think and think. All of a sudden, she remembered. There was one night she went to a pyjamas party. Now, if you are here and you have been to a pyjamas party before, you need serious deliverance. She went to a pyjamas party. A party you went with just your pyjamas on. They got to this pyjamas party and they were drinking. By 1 a.m., that night, somebody in that party issued a command. This person said, "Everybody in this party gather in a circle." And everybody gathered. The person issued a second command: "Everybody in this party, bring out your drinking glasses." And they did. Everybody. The person issued a third command: "Everybody in this party, urinate inside your drinking glasses." And they did. Uniformly, everyone. They were half naked anyway. So it was very easy. Alright. Then the person gave a fourth command: "Everybody in this party, exchange the glasses." And they exchanged the glasses. Then came the last command: "Everybody in this party, drink." And they all drank others urine. Immediately she said that, a particular force left her body, and that was how she was delivered. That pyjamas party she went, and the urine she drank, not knowing who had the urine, created a loophole in her life through which the enemy tormented her. Until she said it, there was no freedom. Get yourself prepared, because God is about to visit you in a powerful way. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to destroy the works of the enemy in your life. The Bible says, "For this cause was the Son of God made manifest, that it might destroy the works of the enemy. So that for the Bible to say Jesus is a destroyer, because Jesus, if Jesus is to destroy the works of the enemy, it means that Jesus is a destroyer, but a destroyer of bad things. So deliverance is to destroy any work the enemy has done in your life. That's what we call deliverance. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to undo the heavy burdens. The Bible says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So once the burden becomes heavy, heavier than you can carry, deliverance removes you from that kind of situation. We were at a crusade many, many years back. And there was this lady at the back, I think she was 39 years old or so. She had never seen her menstruation before, at the age of 39. So we started praying that night, the kind of prayer we're going to pray here today. The prayer was, let all the owners of evil load carry their load. That was the prayer. But the Bible says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So immediately this lady had the prayer, she just left her seat and went to the back. She started praying. Everybody started praying. All of a sudden, as she was praying, God opened her eyes. And she saw this ugly looking luggage on the floor. She saw this dark creature standing by the luggage. And then she saw an angel of the living God, tall, white, with red eyes, standing by the luggage as well. The angel looked at the short creature and said, carry this load. The short creature said, no. The angel said it a second time, carry your load. The short creature said, but I'm dead. The angel now got angry. And if you know about angels in the Bible, you know the Bible even warns that don't provoke the angel of God. If you provoke them, they may not pardon you. Just like the one that provoked Gabriel, Zechariah. Gabriel just dealt with Zechariah straight away. The angel said, I've spoken to you once. I've spoken to you twice. I'm going to say it one more time. And I do not intend to repeat myself. So I said, carry your load. And the creature said, yes, sir. And picked up this load. And this creature walked away sluggishly. All this, we're praying. This was going on in the prayer room. By the time we said, in Jesus' name we pray, blood was already trickling down. The load of the enemy had been taken away. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to break every evil yoke. There is a yoke upon you, deliverance breaks it to pieces. A yoke is an instrument of toil, an instrument of punishment. Yoke. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to escape from every satanic prison. Many people have been locked up by the enemy. Deliverance releases you from that prison. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to break yourself free from every evil family pattern. If you look at your family and you find everyone going through the same trouble, the same tribulations, then deliverance is to break that pattern, to decide that no, others may be passing through this. My case is different. There are some families, people die young. There are some families, marriages do not work. There are some families, no one has ever made it. It's an evil pattern. Deliverance is to break that evil pattern. We were in England last year. A woman brought her husband for prayer. And the woman spoke to me like this. Are you the preacher? I said, yes. So well, this is my husband. His great-great-grandfather committed suicide. His great-grandfather committed suicide. His grandfather committed suicide.
his father committed suicide. He now wants to commit suicide. And I don't see how he will not commit suicide. So because of that, I took away all the sharp things from the house. Because he always wanted to kill himself. Then I said to her, if you say you don't know how you will not commit suicide, why did you bring him here? I said, well, you are the preacher. I thought you could do something. All right, so we started praying with this man, and he too started praying. All of a sudden, as he was praying, he saw Jesus. Jesus walked in where he was sitting up. People were there. Nobody could see what he was seeing. But Jesus walked in. And Jesus now opened his brain the way you open a can. Jesus put his hand inside that brain and brought out a rope. And immediately that came out, this man did not want to kill himself anymore. So the rope, this suicide rope, has been transferred from generation to generation. But at its own level, these things were broken to pieces. So deliverance is to break every evil pattern. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to trample on every serpent and scorpion working against your destiny. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And he says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. When Jesus says serpents and scorpions, he's not talking about physical serpents and physical scorpions. So deliverance is to trample upon all the serpents and scorpions working against your life, working against your destiny. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to break all curses under which you labor. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to pull down every stronghold in your family life. The Bible says, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to cleanse your environment. Spiritual, environmental cleansing. That's deliverance. Many environments need deliverance prayers before they can prosper anyone. What is deliverance? Deliverance is to destroy every satanic dream. And all those dreams that are confusing you, deliverance is to completely dismantle them. Perhaps you are here this evening and you notice that anytime you sleep, you are eating in your dream. That is a symptom of oppression. You find that you have been harassed by unseen spirits. It's a symptom of oppression. There are so many people moving about who are physically and spiritually dead. But they won't tell you what they are going through. If you continue to have sex in your dream, or even sometimes physically, and you cannot locate who was it that was having sex with you, you need deliverance from what we call spirit husband or spirit wife. And there is a lot of that around now. Many women can't tell anyone about this, but they just discover that they've been violated sexually, but they cannot put their finger on the fellow who did it. You need deliverance. If you are here, you find that any time you take your Bible and you want to read, you fall asleep. You need deliverance. There is something in you that does not want to read the scripture. That is afraid of you reading the scripture. If you are here and you have hatred for long prayers, hate long prayers, just say it. Short prayers. Something within you doesn't want to engage in warfare. You need deliverance. If you are here and you have suicidal feelings, occasionally you think about ending it all, packing everything up, got fed up, you need deliverance. If you are here and you find that occasionally you lose your things, you don't know who took them, You are here, you find that you make quite a lot of money, but you don't know what happens to the money. Or you are here, you find that no matter where you go, you will receive a very good welcome, but very soon, everyone will wait. Deliverance is needed. You have materials moving all over your body. Deliverance is needed. But the enemy has now specialized on putting things into people's body moving about, either in the head or in the body. Deliverance is needed when you begin to notice this kind of thing. If you ever find yourself being pressed down in your sleep, something is trying to choke the breath out of you, you need deliverance. There are some negative forces that are out after your life. You continue to dream of serpents and animals and being pursued, and your dream life is a battlefront, you need deliverance. You find that you are always going from one sickness to the other, you need deliverance. You find that no matter how hard you try, the enemy seems to tell you this is how far you can go, you cannot go further. You start seeing strange creatures in your room, you need deliverance. You look at your life and you find that the same pattern of your father's life that was not good, and the same pattern of your mother's life that was not good, is already happening to you. Oh, you need deliverance. If you have unexplainable marital distress, you need deliverance. So when everything you put in is failing to get success, you need to cry out. When you find that those that you are better than, are doing better than yourself, you need deliverance. When you find that those you taught in your class to pass are now employing you, then you need deliverance. If you find that you are being governed by power contrary to your own, you need deliverance. If you are here this evening and you can still get angry to the level that somebody will say, it's okay, please calm down, please, please, you need deliverance. You need deliverance. And then, if you had ever attended a school of deliverance, one of the lectures you are going to be giving is that anger is the demon at the door. When you lose your temper and you get angry, the demon opens the door and for other spirits to come in. By the time you said, it's okay, I calm down now, they're already inside. If you were very prosperous before, all of a sudden you find that you've now become poor, you need deliverance. Anytime something is happening in your life and you don't like it, you try prayer, you try fasting, you try confessing the words of God, but the thing is standing still, then the only thing left is deliverance. You need what is known as the ministry of conflict. That's what we call deliverance. You now said, how do I obtain deliverance? Very simple. The first thing to do is to surrender your life to Jesus. That one is not negotiable. You must be born again. If you are not born again and you go for a deliverance, one spirit will go and bring back seven. So you must be born again. Number two, you must realize that there is a problem. That is, there must be diagnosis. You must know there is a problem somewhere. Right? When you want to treat an infirmity, the first thing is diagnosis. Know what you want to treat. There is a problem somewhere. If you don't recognize that, then there will be no deliverance. The third thing to do is to declare war against the enemy's war, fighting against your life. And there are so many ways you can declare this war. And there are so many methods of deliverance. Someone could lay hands on you and say, be delivered. You will be delivered. Someone could pray on an anointed handkerchief. Deliverance can come. Someone could anoint you with oil. Deliverance can come. Somebody can speak the word of God. Deliverance will come. But the best method of deliverance is for you to pray your way through. Pray your way through. The reason you got to learn how to pray your way through is that if you depend on one pastor, one bishop,
to do your prayers for you. The day the pastor and bishop dies, there is nowhere to go. Praise the Lord. So you got to learn how to do some spiritual warfare by yourself. You declare conflict against the conflict of the enemy. And you decide that enough is enough. You are not going to take what the enemy is offering to you. Pray, you pray your way through. And what kind of prayer brings deliverance? Is the blind Bartimaeus kind of prayer. Blind Bartimaeus was a blind man with his ear to the ground. Blind Bartimaeus had heard about Jesus. And he's been praying that one day that Jesus will pass through this place. And it happened. One day there was a lot of crowd passing and blind Bartimaeus asked a question. He said, "What is happening here?" They said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Say, Jesus of where? Jesus of Nazareth. Then blind Bartimaeus ran temporarily mad. You know, somebody has said, if you want to achieve anything in life, whether you want to win a race, you want to pass an examination, you want to excel, a little bit of madness is necessary. So blind Bartimaeus ran temporarily mad. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He started screaming. People said, shut up. Die in your blindness. He's not looking for people like you. But the man screamed even more. Then the Bible says something very interesting. He said, and Jesus stood still. This Jesus who was moving could no longer move. He had to stand. The cry of Bartimaeus put a brake on Jesus. It's the same thing. Any cry from the depth of the heart would put a brake on God. So Jesus stood. Jesus now said, bring him. The same people who said, keep quiet, stop shouting, now went back and said, cheer up, he's calling you. Why did they say cheer up? Because they saw that the man was not happy. He was screaming with the agony of heart. They brought the man to Jesus. When the man got to Jesus, Jesus asked the man another strange question. He said, what do you want me to do for you? Why did Jesus ask that question? Seen a lot of things in the stadium. Blind people were seeing, the lame people were walking, but there was a blind man at the gate of that stadium who refused to go inside. At the close of the final day of the crusade, a very zealous brother wanted to enter into the crusade and saw this blind man begging for alms at the gate. So this man said, Mr. Man, God is healing the blind in the crusade and you are sitting down here. So the man laid his hands upon him saying, Jesus' name receive your sight. And his eyes popped open. Everybody was rejoicing and jumping up. The blind man was crying. Was crying. So, who asked you to open these eyes? Do you know how much money I make here? So Jesus had to ask the man, what do you want me to do for you? The man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus now made another strange statement. He said, thy faith. It didn't say my anointing. It didn't say my power. It said thy faith. That is, your temporary madness that you exhibited now has made thee whole. And it was a good thing blind Bartimaeus cried that night, because Jesus never passed through that place again. He was on his way to die. So if he had kept quiet that night, he would have died a blind man. Don't keep quiet here tonight. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed.
All eyes closed. Today is going to be like the beginning of days for so many people. It will be like another bad day for some people. Because look at what the enemy has already done. Look at all the breakthroughs that you have missed. Look at the wonderful things that will have happened to you if not for the bad advice. And look at the wonderful things you will have enjoyed if not for demonic family prayer that pushed you out of your place of destiny. Get yourself prepared. All eyes closed. You see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you can't pray deliverance prayers when you are not born again. If you are here, you are not born again, you say, man of God, please pray for me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I too want to be free. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, could you please raise up your right hand? Let me pray with you. You want to surrender your life to Jesus tonight, if not done so before, so that you too can be free. I'm not asking whether you go to church or not. You could be going to church without having a personal encounter with Jesus. Thank you. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those of you raising your right hand, take a bold step of faith. Just come quickly to me. Leave that seat and come quickly to me at the front here. I want to be able to pray with you. Just leave your seat. Come here quickly to the front. Come here quickly to the front. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Not turning back.
Not turning back.
I have decided.
I have decided.
Decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back. So if you are at the front, I congratulate you. Just bow down your heads and say what I'm going to say now after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight. I know that I am a sinner. I know you came to die for my sin, Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from tonight, I say bye-bye to the kingdom of darkness. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Wonderful God, I thank you for these children. I pray, oh Lord, that your power, your glory will overshadow their lives. And their lives will no longer remain the same. The Spirit of God shall arise for you. The Lord shall write your names in the book of life. The Lord will keep you standing by his power. And the blood of Jesus shall overshadow your life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your eyes. You've taken the most important decision in life. God bless. Just follow that brother here for a few minutes, and then you can just follow this sister. God bless you, and come and join us later. It's under 2 minutes. Just follow. God bless you. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea, hallelujah,
the Lord is my portion in the land of the living, our Lord is good forevermore, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living, our Lord is good forevermore.
Sing it again!
On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea, on
If you pray tonight and your voices go away and the problems go away, you have made a very good bargain. Because the voices will come back. But if you decide to be a spiritual gentleman and the problem remains, you haven't made a very good bargain. Jesus spoke to his Father in heaven gently. He said, "Father, I thank you because you always hear me." He spoke to his Father gently. But immediately he stopped speaking to his Father and he faced the grave of Lazarus. The gentleman nature of Jesus disappeared. He now cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." The same fellow who spoke gently now, all of a sudden, became violent. Right from the days of John the Baptist and until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Don't deceive yourself today. Pray these things that are disturbing you out of your life. Many of us here have suffered for too long. Enough is enough. Say this after me with all the anger you can gather in your spirit. Every darkness in my life,
every darkness in my life.
Say it with holy anger.
Every darkness in my life.
Say it with fire.
Every darkness in my life.
Come out now. In the name of Jesus, deal with the darkness. Every darkness in my life, come out now. In the name of Jesus, command the darkness to come out. In the name of Jesus, every darkness in my life, come out now. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, arise and begin to do wonders here. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Ribokosopante Aboshente Ara, Ribosopande Kayaboshente Yabaraba. Every darkness in my life, out, 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 in the name of Jesus. Aha! That's it, that's it! Let her go, let her go! Let there be a release of the power of God. The power of God, move! Move! The power of God, move! Just push out the plantation of darkness hiding in your body. Out! 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 Yes, that's the power of God! That's the power of God! Somebody help the sister! Somebody help the sister! In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Things are happening already. That's right. That's right. Just be released. Be released from every power that does not want to let you go. Be released. Just push out the plantation of darkness in your body. Out. Out. Ouch, 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 ouch. In the name of Jesus. Mosekapoya boshentera baraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence. Something has been walking all over somebody's body. That thing is a serpent. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that serpent power is broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. Aha. 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 Yes. That fire is burning now. And the fire is breaking every yoke. Yes. Amen. The Bible says the strangers shall be afraid and they shall run out of their hiding places. Every stranger in my life walking against my destiny. Can you say that loud and clear? Oh yes. Shout it at the top of your voice. In the name of Jesus, command the strangers to die. Let the power of God move upon your body, your soul, and your spirit. And let every yoke of the enemy be broken to pieces. Let them be broken. 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 Let them be broken in the name of Jesus. Aha, aha. Yeah, let the strangers be afraid and let them run out of their hiding places. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ribokos upon the Yabo Shente Rabakapon Labaraba. Ribokapon the Sete Yabo Shente. Thou power of God. Move, 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 move. Thou power of God, move. In the name of Jesus. Let the strangers come out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Silence. Don't say anything again now. You have said two things already. And the power of God is already working. Close your eyes. Concentrate. The power of God is going from person to person. Yes. Yes. That person here with one leg shorter than the other. The Holy Spirit is pulling out the short leg to meet the right one. Aha. Someone here, you have this foul odor emanating from you. The enemy has introduced internal rottenness into you. Right there where you are, the power of God is touching you. And that yoke is broken. That yoke is broken. That yoke is broken. That yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm specially praying for anyone here that the enemy has put under the sentence of death. I break that evil sentence. In the name of Jesus. Any sickness that is unto death that is inside anyone now. You that sickness, I command you to die.
Amen.
Loose your hold. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's right. Oh, what a mighty God will serve. Look at what is happening over there. The Lord is carrying out a surgical operation on somebody at the back over there. That's right. Something has been taken out from the stomach. Yes. Aha. Yes, the evil hand laid on your stomach. The evil hand laid on your stomach. The fire of God is burning in that region. Yes, the power of God is burning. The fire of God is burning. The fire of God is burning. Yes, be released. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yes, enough is enough. Thank you, Jesus. Every wicked plantation in my body.
Every wicked plantation in my body.
Can you say that again loud and clear?
Every wicked plantation
in my body. Be uprooted by fire.
Fire.
In the name of Jesus. Every wicked plantation in my body. Be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Every wicked plantation in my body, There must be uprooted. There must be uprooted. Tonight is that night. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. That is prayer. We got to pray it three hot times. Three hot times. Some people looked at the prophet Elijah and they told prophet Elijah, "Man of God, come down." Elijah said, "If I be a man of God, let fire come down." So Elijah said, "I refuse to be demoted. I am not coming down. It is fire that will answer the question." And the fire came down and destroyed the enemies of God. Before we pray this prayer, I want you to sing this song loud and clear. Sing it with fire. Sing it with power. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. Sing it, sing it, yes. Fire, fire. Somebody understand. Somebody understand. Amen. I want you to sing it more aggressively. It's a warfare song. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. Fire, 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 fire. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I sing it, sing it, sing it. Raise your voice, raise your voice. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. Yes. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, let fire fall. If I be a child of God, want to pray this prayer. Every owner of evil load, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Every owner of evil load, command them to carry their load tonight. Masaria kapoya bo shente ya baraba. Every owner of evil load, carry a 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 load. Aha, aha, aha. They must carry it. Carry a load of wickedness. Carry a load of trouble. Carry a load, carry a load, carry a load. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Aha. There is someone here, beloved. They say they found HIV in your blood. Go and do another test on Monday. That infirmity has been destroyed. Every owner of evil, Lord,
every owner of evil, Lord,
carry your load in the name of Jesus. Every owner of evil load, carry your load in the name of Jesus. They must carry their loads. Enough is enough. They must carry their load. They must carry their load. They must carry their load. In the name of Jesus. Carry your load. 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 In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Now shake your head. Shake your head. Shake your head. Shake it. Shake it vigorously. That's right. Their load must go. The load from the waters. The load from witchcraft. The load from the waters. The load from witchcraft. Out, out, out of the earth. Out, 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 out. Yes, that's the power of God. That's the power of God. Mosete kayabo shente rabasanda. Amen. One more time now. One more time. Every owner of evil load. Carry your load by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every owner of evil load. Carry your load by fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. It is tonight. Tonight. You must not go home. With the Lord of the enemy. You must not go home. With the Lord of the enemy. You must not go home. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Aha. Silence, beloved. The Lord is doing 21 things at the same time. All eyes closed. Someone here, you are fed up with living with a particular infirmity. The Lord said, I should tell you that as from tonight, you shall see the infirmity no more. There is somebody here. Your things were thrown out by your husband. But within 7 days from now, the Lord shall cause reversal of that decision. The same person who threw out your things will come and look for you. There is someone there who has been having cloudy and meaningless dreams. And anytime you have these funny dreams, things go wrong. Right there where you are, the power of God is touching you. And you are receiving your deliverance. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are some hands here that have been bewitched. It will appear as if anything you touch is trouble. Right there where you are, some things are running out of those hands.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes, that's the first person over there. That's the second person. Things are running out of the hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Say, oh God, arise.
Oh God, arise.
And let my enemies scatter.
Let my enemies scatter.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Oh God, arise and let my enemies come. Oh God, arise and let my enemies scatter. And let them scatter, let them scatter, let them scatter. In the name of Jesus. Posate kaya boshende rabakandia. Oh God, arise and let my enemies scatter. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Two more prayers now. Every warfare in my dream.
Every warfare in my dream.
Die!
Die!
In the name of Jesus. Kill the warfare. in your dream life. Kill that warfare in your dream life. In the name of Jesus. Bosetekaya boshendera bokoporaba. Ribokoponda seteya boshenteyaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Is someone here in this meeting? Because you want the special touch of God for this meeting, you fasted specially today. The Lord said, I should tell you that those powers that have been pursuing you, you shall see them no more. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Every enemy that does not want to let me go.
Every enemy that does not want to let me go.
Can you say that loud and clear?
Every enemy that does not want to let me go.
What are you waiting
what
for?
Are you waiting for?
Die! In the name of Jesus. Every enemy that does not want to let me go. Deal with them tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There is a bedwetting child here. The Lord has touched that child completely.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is still moving and doing great and marvelous things here. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for this evening. Begin to praise His holy and mighty name for the wonderful things that He has done. He's a glorious Father, He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Sing it loud and clear.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you.
To the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now bring up.